Welcome back to Imagine Me. It's week number 6, and I'm David Arrington, and I'm glad that we're here together because I want to say congratulations. You're making it through the program. You're going week by week. You're doing your work during the week. You're planning your future, and it's going to pay benefits. It's going to pay benefits now and benefits into the future. So today's lesson, today what we're talking about is we're talking about a sense of urgency. Have you ever watched a basketball game, football game? And have you noticed that the tempo shifts in the fourth quarter? Funny thing, it always does. They can play with little to no urgency for the first three quarters of the game. But in the fourth quarter, and especially in the last 2 to 3 minutes of that fourth quarter, both teams jump their urgency up. They shift gears and start playing at a different pace. Why? Because the entire game, they've been feeling each other out. They've been making sure they stay close enough to win. But now in the last few minutes, the last few seconds, they're going on a desperate attempt to win. They don't want to make friends. Right now, they want to make baskets. They want to make plays, and they want to walk away with the win. Why? Because there's a sense of urgency in those last 10 seconds, those last 2 or 3 minutes of the fourth quarter that they don't have the rest of the game. At the beginning of the game, they got the whole game. The first quarter, we can make all the mistakes we want because we'll pick it up in the second quarter. If we didn't do well in the first half, we'll pick it up in the second half. But when it comes down to the fourth quarter and the last few seconds of the fourth quarter, you'll see pros, you'll see stars made. You'll see the shot callers made in that last couple seconds, the ones with ice water in their veins that can shoot those threes with everybody around them with no hesitation. Those guys understand the moment and they understand the urgency of the moment. Here's the crazy question. You know, I try to ask one crazy question every time we're together. Here's a crazy question. Why can't we harness that urgency for the whole game? Why can't we harness that urgency in the first quarter? Now I'm going to stop talking about sports and start talking about you. Why can't you harness that urgency today for what you're going to be in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years? Why do we have to wait till we're 18 to start trying to be something or to start our life? Why don't we start now planning and designing and really putting ourselves in a position to succeed? Why do we have to wait? Because most of us, we work better under deadlines. We work better under pressure, we tell ourselves. But the real thing is, we don't have the discipline to work hard all the time. What I'm telling you today is you got to develop the discipline. You got to develop the discipline once you understand that every day is a day of urgency. Every day you make small steps toward your goal. Every day you're knocking off something that's going to take you closer and closer to your goal. Every day is a gift that's going to get you closer to your goal. So let me give you a couple ways that we can understand a little bit better the need for being urgent. First thing is, you don't have all the time in the world. Let me just put it that way. You just don't have all the time in the world. When I sat in your seat about 20 plus years ago, I would have looked at somebody telling me I don't have all the time in the world and said, yeah, whatever. But I'm here. I'm coming to you. I'm here. I'm telling you 20 plus years ago will go like that. It did. I kid you not. Time will move really, really fast. And what you don't understand is if you live to 75, you're going to spend over 9,000 days sleeping if you sleep 8 hours a day. That's going to turn into 25 years of your life. So 1/3 of your life you're going to lose to sleeping. That's not counting bathroom breaks and not working and, you know, just downtime, all that other stuff. So you have a lot less time than you think you do to achieve the kind of success, to make the kind of impact that you want to make. So let's get urgent about making today the day we take the steps. We can't wait till tomorrow. Let me slide into point two. Now is the only time you have. The funny thing is, yesterday you said you would do it tomorrow. So what are you saying today? Well, I'm going to tell you. You're going to say today, right now is when I start. Right now is when I begin. I can't wait till tomorrow because I don't even know if I'm going to get there. I don't have yesterday. I don't even have an hour from now. All I have is right now. That's it. All you've got is right this moment. In this moment, you can make a decision that will change the course of your life. And here's what that decision is. I'm going to start moving toward my success. I'm going to start making those goals more than something written on paper. I'm going to start researching. I'm going to start working. I'm going to ask the right questions. I'm going to find the right mentors. I'm going to step out and take the risks necessary to create my future, the future I want, the future you are designing. this is the urgency you need to have. Because what happens is, if you let now go, if you let now pass, you waste it and you kind of, you fiddle away your time, because most people, you know, we're killing time or passing time. What I want you to do is I want you to leverage time. I want you to use time as your ally, because it is your most valuable asset. And it's non-renewable. Yesterday's not coming back again. You don't get a do-over. So use what time you have right now, which is just this moment, and decide that you, starting today, are going to move toward your goals. You're going to start making the decisions that are going to line up with your goals. So you may lose out on a party because you're staying close to your goals. You may graduate on time because you said no to some other stuff, because graduating on time is one of your goals. I want you to see yourself, and here's point number three, as someone that has so much to offer this world, someone that has so much to offer to society, someone who has an impact to be made, and you can't waste any time because that time doesn't come back. So there are stars that need to be found, right? There are comets that need to be found. There are cures that need to be found. There are businesses that need to be created. There are buildings that need to be designed. And I'm telling you, you're the person. It's you. And you've got to start now working toward creating that future where you're the person that can create that cure, that can find that star, that can start that business or design that building. You got to understand that nothing crazy is going to happen when you turn 18. When you turn 18, this is going to be another day. You're going to be like, oh, I'm 18. Even when you turn 21 and now, whoa, you can drink. Great. All that means is you're getting older, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting wiser or even moving towards your goals. I've met a lot of older people that haven't gotten close to where they wanted to go because they twiddled away now. They twiddled away years and years of right now without making or taking the steps necessary to succeed. And I don't want that to be the case with you. Guaranteed, it will not be, because you're in Imagine Me. You already know where you want to go. This is when you get urgent. This is when you say, I can't put it off anymore. This is when you say, today's the day I make the decision to move forward. I no longer talk about it. See, I'm one of these guys that I don't like to talk about stuff we're not going to do. I have people come up to me and they start talking to me about all these great ideas. And I say, wow, that's great. When do you want to start? And I can always tell the talkers from the doers, because when the talkers will say, oh, you know, and they'll start kind of falling away and they don't want to talk about it anymore because it really means work. The doers will say, hey, I already have a plan. Here's where we're going. And this is what I want to do. Those are the folks I want to run with. Those are the folks that I want to hang around, because I know they're going to get it done. They're going to keep moving in the direction of their goals. And that's one of the things you got to do. Understand the value of now. Remember, you don't have as much time as you think. Remember that you are going to make an impact on this world. And finally, remember that you got a long way to go. And I want you to harness the power of now to get there. Stay urgent. Remember, it's your life. It's your future. You're worth it. So between now and next week, I want you to do your workbook, right? Stay in there 10 to 20 minutes every day. I want you to focus on where you're going. And here's the big thing. Find one or two little things you can do this week to take you closer, to move you further, to research. Who do you need to call? What business should you call? I guarantee if you pick up the phone and call a business in your town and tell them you're a high school student and you're interested in how they got where they are, talk to the owner of the business, they will not turn you away. They'll be thrilled. They will be flattered, and they'll be more than willing to help you do anything you want to do. And that's how you start making steps going in the right direction. Today, we're harnessing now. We got to get urgent. So, you know, make today count. See you next week.